Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, everybody, welcome back to it. In the meantime, how is everyone doing with everything? I feel like this year's been one, it flew by. We're already in the middle of April. Like, this month's almost over. We're almost halfway through the year. It's just been a lot. I've been doing so much this year. I am kind of enjoying this quarantine time and just really spending time alone, not having to do anything, not having to go anywhere. It's been really nice for me personally. Of course, you know, I am saddened by this virus, this worldwide pandemic that's going on. And my prayers go out to those that have been infected with the virus and their families. You know, even those who haven't been affected, there's been a few people that have passed, and some people haven't even been able to bury their family yet, which is crushing. And I can't even imagine. So my prayers go out to all those that have been affected by this in any way. You know, this is a tough time. The world is really at a standstill right now. Nobody was really prepared, and this really caught everybody off guard. But I guess, like, how could you really prepare for something like this? I guess there were plans in place, but we see how well that's going. Again, you know, just everybody's be as safe as you can. Stay home. Isolate yourself. Super important. Wash your hands. I don't even understand why that's a conversation. Why should we be talking about washing your hands? Come on now. I saw the post on Facebook. It's like 21st century and we're still learning how to wash our hands. I definitely thought I was gonna be living like the Jetsons by now, y'all. That was my favorite show as a kid. But yeah, so everybody be safe. I didn't want to mention that. And just take this time to really reach out to your family, your friends. Like, for me this time, because I'm a quality time kind of person, so just talking to people really is all I need. We don't have to be right next to each other. Pick up the phone and call, see how your family's doing, your cousin that you ain't talked to in forever. Like, check on your family, check on your grandparents. Like, this would be a great time to do that. I love my grandma. I talk to her weekly. But yeah, really, like, reach out and connect to people. This has been the best time to connect with people in such a way that forces you to get to know the essence of who somebody really is. I started online dating, which is so funny, but I started online dating and it's been really interesting. For me, it's been hilarious because I get to ask all the serious questions that I want to ask. I haven't had any crazy experiences, and then I don't have to go out on a date, which is what I'm really awkward at, is going out on a date. Oh, that'd be so funny. But it's been really nice because I get to know who people really are. And so I've been meeting a lot of people, not anybody that I would want to date, but, you know, people that I could just talk to, just like hang out with via phone and video chat and stuff. And it's been really nice because you really get to see who people are. You really get to talk about, like, have real genuine conversations. And that's the thing that I really love about this time, is I've had a lot of genuine conversations, and it's been so beautiful. Just asking, like, I asked someone what was an epic fail surprise that they tried to do for a significant other. And I thought it was going to be, you know, kind of funny. Definitely was not. Like, their story was like, I was like, oh snap, like that's pretty sad, and I'm sorry that happened to you. But it's nice to be able to have that time to really talk to somebody and see something different, like different perspectives of what's going on in the world, just real conversations. Like I always said that when I do start dating, that I want to have like serious conversations. I don't, what's your favorite color, what cereal, waffle or pancakes, like that stuff doesn't really matter. But I just wanted to have genuine conversations, and now I definitely get the opportunity to have those genuine conversations. I get the opportunity to say, when's the last time you cried? How do you express your desire to be loved? Like, just real questions and real conversations, and it's been really nice. Like, people have definitely been a lot more open during this time and answering a lot of questions, and asking a lot of questions as well. So I think that's really, this is the best time for it. Like, we're not distracted by anything. It's also the best time for you to really get focused on your dreams, your desires, your ambitions, your goals. This is a great planning time. Great, great, great planning time. For me, it's definitely been a wake-up call on just really paying attention to what I am prioritizing and my time management, because I'm usually just wake up and go, 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 go. That's the life that I've always lived. I'm comfortable there. Yes, I'm super busy, but I feel like I'm productive at the same time. And but now with this, with me not having to physically be places, it's like, oh, I have a lot of time. I can really structure things the way I want to structure it. I can work out even more, which has been really nice. And I have more time. I don't have to get up and go, 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 go all the time. And I've even been waking up a little earlier. And that's been interesting, because before I could not wake up early. Snooze, 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 snooze until I couldn't snooze anymore. But now I've been waking up earlier. I've been energized. I've been sitting down eating breakfast, and drinking more water. I don't know if you guys remember, I did a water fast, and that was hard but so fulfilling. I was so fulfilled at the end of it. But after that, I haven't been drinking water that much. Like, I just wouldn't drink anything, and that's not good for you either. So now with this quarantine time, I'm like finding time to juice, I'm finding time to drink water, finding time to exercise. And it's not even that I'm finding time, because I've always had the time. I just haven't been doing it. Shame, shame, shame on me. I just haven't been doing it. But now I really get to wake up and have my day the way that I really want it to be. And all the dreams that I have, I'm able to really write it out and see exactly how I want my life to go. Although that's hilarious that I'm going to plan for how I want my life to go, but I can plan for how I want my day to go. And that's been really nice so far. I've really been enjoying this time, you guys. I haven't been distracted by anything. I get to focus. I get to just have fun if I want to just have fun. Dance party by myself. And it's just been a lot of fun. And video calling people. Seeing my friends and family every now and then. So I was a little sad because I'm not going to be at the birth of my goddaughter. And, you know, that really had me in my feelings for a bit. But I did realize that I just, you know, can't make everything. And that's okay. That's okay, because I definitely don't want to risk her health and safety or anything else like that. But, you know, I still wanted to be there, so I was a little sad about that. And plane tickets prices is going down. I looked at like a round trip ticket back home, and it was only $50. $50.
probably like 65 after taxes and stuff. But still, $65 for a round trip ticket, like, that's ridiculous. That, oh my gosh, I was like, we can go somewhere every weekend. Maybe they'll like lower the price to your passport, because I'm gonna need that in a minute too. I let mine expire. That's not good, y'all. But yeah, so traveling's been, price has been down. I was looking at cruises, although I am a little skeptical because there is like cruise ships that aren't allowed to dock anywhere because they've had a couple cases of the coronavirus, which is scary. They've been out there for what, 70 something days, and no one will let them dock anywhere. That is truly scary. And I'm like praying for their friends and family as well, like concerned for them. Oh my gosh, yeah. I couldn't even imagine. But you know, but cruises have gone from like $1,100 for 7 day cruise to $250. So I have been thinking about it though. Like, that would be nice. A nice cruise. Nice little vacation. I feel like everybody's definitely needs a vacation after this. And I've also been hearing like a lot of people say like they want things to go back to normal. There was no normal. Normal was relative. And I definitely don't want things to go back to how they were. Although toilet paper can go back to the price that it was or cheaper, that would be nice. I paid $20 for a 12 pack of toilet tissue. I was not happy at all. You do what you gotta do, but still. You know how much gas I could have got? Especially now, like, gas prices can stay low. Thank you. $1.99 for gas. That was nice. But yeah, I don't want things to go back to normal. I feel like now is a great time for us to really start making good habits and change the way we do some things. And what better? Why would you want to go back? Like, period. I never want to go back in life. I want to continue to move forward, and especially now with these new habits that I picked up. Like I said, like I've started doing so much, like juicing. Cleanup process is ridiculous sometimes. It's only ridiculous because like the little pieces that it crushes up get stuck. Like, that's the part that I don't like. Everything else is pretty simple. Just wipe it out, rinse it out, keep it going. But like I started juicing, I had time to juice, I had time to work out more. And oh, I am going to throw out this app. It's FitOn app, and they do have some free classes on there, and it's real, like, those are some good classes. I've done 15 minute classes all the way up to like 40 minute classes, and when I tell you they work you out, they work you out. I've seen the results so far, and it's been beautiful. Like, man, let me just say, like, I haven't been hurting so bad in such a long time, but I love it because I really feel like I'm getting in a lot better shape. Because this summer body's about to be ready, this winter body is definitely gonna be ready, and just this healthy mindset is everything, and I want to keep moving forward in that. I feel like I have such a great routine now that I don't want to go back to how things were previously. I want us to continue to move forward and just continue to do great things. This is the best time for us to do great things. I definitely need to hop back on my writing some more. But you know, I've just had more opportunity to do a whole lot. I did want to put together a little, not a program, but an event, and now that's kind of been postponed. So I'm excited for things to open back up so I can do that, the event that I want to do. But yeah, it's just life has been, I've been blessed. My family has been very blessed. We have each other. I do have some family that hasn't been able to work during this time, and that's been extremely tough. But you know, we're still going, and it's been so much positivity. I don't want us to be brought down by everything that's going on. Like, just remember that there's so much that we have to be grateful for, And we should really like just bask in that. Let's just be in that moment. Have an attitude of gratitude for everything that is going on. I've still been going into work and I'm grateful for that. Not everybody's been able to do that. But this has definitely been an experience, not one that I want to repeat ever again, but it's definitely eye opening for me to see, just really dive deeper into who I am, the things I do like and I don't like. And I've just had the opportunity to figure out even more. And it's been really nice. Like I said, the online dating, and I don't even know why it should be called online dating, because I don't date online. I literally just like talk to people. Like, that's it. Like, we're not going on no dates or nothing. Although I am waiting for somebody to be creative and be like, oh, let's do a video chat date. Like, that would be really cute. But it's just really just connecting with people, talking with people, getting to know people, making new friends. One of the events that I go to yearly had been not canceled, just postponed. And it's postponed all the way to October. Now that piece right there, I was a little disappointed in, but like, I get it and I understand and I respect that they're being safe and thinking of our health and safety. But as far as weather goes, that part I'm a little concerned about. But you know, I still have the opportunity to meet a lot more people. So I've been meeting people that are going to the same event that I am. So it'll be nice to really get together with people and just really celebrate. Like, this is going to be a really nice event. It's one of the big anniversaries, so I'm excited about going. One of the girls that I go with, we travel to these things together, and it's really nice. So it's like we just have even more to celebrate and be excited about this year as well. Also, this year I will be 30, and I'm really excited about that. I have a lot of people who haven't been too excited about turning 30, but I am so excited. I just love the thought of growing old. That's always been, it's been so cute to me. Just you get to grow old and just be like an old person and just so wise. And I think with age comes even more beauty and wisdom, and just you get to, you experience so much, and you just get to be old and just be like, yeah, I've been there, done that, all kinds of stuff. And I'm excited. Not to say that 30 is old, because I definitely don't think that 30 is old. It is older, but I don't think like it's old or anything. I feel like my life is just beginning, and this is another chapter, and I'm excited to just be in it. And this is a great year to be older and wiser. And I'm excited about it. So, however, I don't know what exactly I want to do. Like, I never really had birthday parties growing up. I'm the middle cousin, and we stair step. So we're each a year apart, and our birthdays are like a couple weeks apart. And a couple weeks in order too. The youngest 2 weeks is mine, and 2 weeks is the next cousin. So we always kind of celebrated our birthdays together. And then whenever we weren't together, I didn't really do anything for my birthday. My mom was like, people ain't coming over my house. You not going over their house. That kind of thing. So this year, I really do want to do something for my birthday. But because of this virus and everything that's going on, just like, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I'll drive out of town somewhere, go on a road trip. I love road trips, you guys. Like, get me in a car, let's drive, let's go. I absolutely enjoy road trips. They are so much fun. I like stopping in little towns and just sightseeing and just being places that I haven't been before. Like, I love being able to submerge myself in different cultures. Although you don't get to do that as much on a road trip. But there's just so much fun. Just drive until you can't drive no more. Like, it's a lot of fun. Let's see, what else do I have? So moving forward, this will be a lot more structured. That was the feedback that I have been getting back. And again, thank you so much for your feedback. It means a lot. I'm really excited about doing this, and I really want to, I really just want to reach the world. Like, let's connect again. Like, keep sending me your messages. Let's continue to uplift each other. Tell somebody that they're beautiful, that they're handsome, that just find something that you like about somebody that you can be able to express that in a safe, non-creepy way. Like, but this is the time to uplift each other and let people know that you're here. Like, we're here for you. You guys want to just talk, let's talk. You guys want to just be there for one another, and I feel like we should definitely continue to do that. I'm excited. I have so much more to come, so you guys continue to stay tuned. Bear with me through this lovely coronavirus quarantine, and this will probably be the last time that I do really talk about it, because I do not want to like fill your guys's timeline with, or fill your guys's space with all of this that's going on. You guys turn on the TV and listen to the news about this all the time. Like, let's find other things that's going on in your community. Again, get out, well, go online and see what's going on with your community. Find ways that you can help. There are a lot of churches, you guys, that are giving away food for people in this time of need. Go online. There is a church that I am going to plug out there, CFAN, and I believe their website is CFAN.com. Check out their website if you guys need food, you guys need resources to help pay your bills and stuff. Like, there are places out there that are there to help you guys, to help us in this time of need. Like I said before, people are not working right now. They're out of jobs and stuff. So if you need the help, just go out there and look. It's definitely out there. I will definitely do another resource podcast for you guys, so you guys can see what else is there to help. Like, for, I know electric companies are helping out. There's some places that are doing rent assistance, and again, food. Like, unfortunately, these places are raising the prices of food, and it's been so sad, and just, yeah, it breaks my heart to see that this is what's going on right now. But if you need assistance for food, definitely hit up my, in the meantime, Instagram page, and just let me know. If you're in the area at Washington, then I will definitely do what I can to give you the resources that I have. And when I say the resources that I have, it does not mean financially. It definitely means like the websites that you can go to. Like, I can point you in the right direction, you guys. Let's continue to be there for one another, uplift each other. You guys, just be kind to someone, especially right now. We don't have to be hugging on everybody right now. I know it's scary times for a lot of people, but let's really try to be there for one another and connect in ways that we can. Like, just find a way to connect to somebody. Send a random person on Facebook a message saying, hey, you're great today. Just something. Let's really connect to people that we haven't connected to before. Let's connect to people that we haven't connected to in a while. Strengthen those relationships. Spend this time to focus on you. Just really find one positive thing about you every single day and keep adding to that list until this is over. And then at the end of this, you'll see how great and how wonderful and how beautiful and intelligent and caring you really are. All right, you guys, enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll be back next week for some more in the meantime.